Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Me'ilah. We are in the sixth parak. We are going to learn Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Says the Mishnah, Mafkin Maos Eitzah Shulchani. Let's say somebody leaves Hekdesh money next to a money changer. Imtzurim, if the money is set aside, Lo Yishtamish Behem. If the money is set aside and marked off, it's Hekdesh money, it's in an envelope. That's the money the person who's leaving it with you expects back. So you're not allowed to use it, says the Chenvani. So therefore, if the Chenvani, if the one, the Shulchani, if the money changer uses the money, since he wasn't supposed to use the money, so Mal, he did the Me'ila. Imutarim, but if they're untied, right, and so therefore it's understandable that it's fungible, I just want the amount back, so then, Yishtamish Bahem, I'm allowed to go ahead and utilize the money, or so it is assumed. So therefore, if I use it, I didn't commit an act of me'ila. Eitz balabayis, if it's if I leave the money in, not in the hands of a shulchani, but rather in the hands of a homeowner, a regular Joe, so bein kach u bein techach, lo yishtamish b'hem. It doesn't matter whether I intended or didn't intend to be able to use the money. I'm not allowed to use the money. So therefore, if the owner of the house goes along and uses the money and implants on replacing it, I took the dollar that was hekdesh and I said to myself, I'll return it with a different dollar. So I said, once I do that, there that is me'ila abol. That is a me'ila-based offense. Achen v'ni kebal abayis, divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, no, you have to understand a storekeeper is like a bal abayis. Rabbi Yudah Omer k'shulchani, Rabbi Yudah says, no, achen v'ni is like a shulchani. The difference between the two, between a storekeeper and an actual money changer, is a machlokas. Is a storekeeper somebody who it's assumed is supposed to be able to replace the money, and when you give him something, you expect the value back. So if that's the case, then the me'ila doesn't happen unless I specifically give him an envelope and tell him, hold this, don't lose it. But if we hold that he's more like a balabayas, so he's not allowed to just give back the value. If I leave something with him, I expect that particular item back. That is the machlokas, and that is understood to be the basis of the difference of opinion here as well. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Pruta shalaklesh nafla l'soch hakis. What if I had a hektish coin and it falls in with a bunch of other coins? Osh amar pruta bekis ze hektish kiven chosius harishon amal debir Rabbi Akiva. If I specifically said a coin in that particular jar is going to be hektish. So I don't know which coin it is. There are 150 coins in the jar. But when I take out the first coin, that's when Me'ila happens, according to Rabbi Akiva. Once I use the entire jar, that's when I know that for sure Hekdesh was there, and for sure that was an Avera. So the Machlokas is the violation right away, according to Rabbi Akiva? Is Hekdesh assumed to come out first, or is Hekdesh assumed to come out last? Odu Rabbi Akiva, be'omer pruta min akis ze Hekdesh. Right, when a person says a pruta from this well will be hektish, shemotzi v'holech ad shozi eskolakis. Rabbi Akiva would agree that when we say that what a pruta from the kiss is hektish, then he can take it all out until it's the entire kiss. Why? Because he says he doesn't, and as opposed to the case where he says pruta b'kisseh, he says there is a coin there. Rabbi Akiva says it could be the first one, but when he turns around and he says pruta min akis zehektish, he says a pruta in the kiss, not is that coin is hektish. That's up until the last coin. It's assumed not to be hektish. Okay, with that we close out Masechta Me'ila, and Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow morning we start the wonderful world of Masechta Tamid. Have a wonderful day, everybody.